All right, I am really proud of our city, Bill, and yet I do nothing to make people excited about it. But
don't
our next
say that.
Guest,
you
Raven
cheer up
Smith,
dozens of people every year.
Well, she's only a senior in high school, and she has put together her love of Chicago in something we can wear. And who doesn't love to wear stuff and scream, "I love Chicago"?
Right.
All right, Raven Smith, you're a senior at Morgan Park High School.
Yes.
All right, and your mom's here, Raina. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, really, a senior in high school comes up with this great idea. Chicago has had a bad rap, been called Chi-Rack. In my opinion, even worse, I hate when people say Chi-Town. We're not Chi-Town. So what did you come up with, Raven, to make it even better and perfect?
I came up with Straight From The Go, which is another way to say Straight From Chicago.
Nice.
Love it. So you come up with this idea, and you're like, oh, maybe I should make some fashion items, maybe T-shirts, maybe hats. Do you go to your mom and tell her, "Mom, I got this great idea"?
Yes.
Does she laugh at you? Does she say, "Oh, my God, I'm going to totally help you out"?
My mom and dad are also very supportive of me, and when I first came up with the idea, I called my mom and told her about it.
This is so nice, because I don't know if you go through this, but I had this with my parents. I would be sure that they would steal my idea and make a lot of money and then leave me alone. That would never occur to you, though. You
no.
trust your parents. Good for you.
All right, so you have a website that's set up, straightfromthego.com. Now, where did this begin? Just a thought in your head, and then you made your very first T-shirt?
Yes.
And then where did you go to sell them, to show them?
Well, not so fast. When Raven called and said, "Mom, I have this great idea, and I would like to use Straight From The Go to represent Chicago," I said to her, "Raven, I've just been diagnosed with sarcoidosis. I thought it would be just a long road in trying to get it done as far as trademarking and the energy that would be required." So originally I said, "Well, Raven, you know, maybe not now." Raven, soft-spoken and all, she constantly echoed that, "Mom, I think it'll be a great idea." And her dad and I decided to do it. And it was a matter of just getting it trademarked and then searching for a location that would be able to manufacture the T-shirt. Initially, that place was in Grand Rapids. It was Vector. And we are happy to say we do have a Chicago distributor now, which is One Accord.
Oh, nice.
And they do a great job, because we want all of the things to come from Chicago.
Yeah, why not?
It does make sense. It's kind of odd that you have somebody from Grand Rapids putting it together. So now everything is homegrown, so
That's
to speak.
Right.
And why don't you describe, people can go to the website. It's straightfromthego.com. Various styles. There's a lovely picture of Val Warner wearing her Straight From The Go T-shirt.
Oh, yes.
You've been all over the place, haven't you, Raven?
Yes.
Where did it start, though? Where was the first place it was sold?
The first place, well, actually, I was selling them myself, me and my parents.
From our backpack.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
If people wanted a shirt, they would contact us and we'll meet them and just, you know,
make a
deal.
Shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but now we have the shirt in the shop 147 on 72nd Street. Also, we have it in a boutique called Belly Up, and it's one here downtown, and it's also one in Beverly, the Beverly neighborhood by mm-hmm. my school, Morgan Park. So they're sold there as well as the website.
How often do you check in to see how sales are progressing? Is that a daily event or a weekly event or what?
Every day.
Every
all
day.
Day.
Yes. I want to say that I think a huge commendation should be given to the Beverly Review. They were the first newspaper to run the story, Kyle being the editor. And then DNA, the gentleman Howard.
DNAinfo.com.
Oh, my goodness.
That's where I heard it. Because it's like, all right, this high school senior makes her own little T-shirt with this great idea with the stars of
yes.
Chicago.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it's like being sold at a Michigan Avenue boutique, and I'm like, "You go, sister!
Yes.
Thank
That's
you.
Great.
Thank
well,
you."
Howard was phenomenal, and Raven is kind of shy, but he made her feel so just like they were sitting at a picnic. They met at the Starbucks, and he did a great write up. So wonderful that I sent a letter in regarding it. We had so much feedback after his article.
That's
Isn't
awesome.
That nice? When this first came to you, Raven, was this part of a school project to think of some ideas, think of an entrepreneurial idea?
No.
Or you just all of a sudden went, I've got something. I can run with this. What happened there?
I was just on my way to school, just driving to school, and it came to me, like, thinking about everything that happens around Chicago on a daily basis. I just got the idea to make a t-shirt with Straight From The Go, being proud of Chicago and where I come from and wanting other people to see it in a positive light. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, there are some very bad aspects of Chicago, that's for sure, but yes. We're proud of our city, and there are definitely very good parts as well. So way to celebrate it, Straight From The Go. Now, they debuted at Proviso West. How did this happen?
Morgan Park's varsity basketball team, they're very top ranked. So we just asked them to wear the t-shirts, and they were very excited because they wanted to support me in what I was doing. So they debuted by coming out on their warm-up during the basketball, before the basketball game, and that's how it debuted. That was the first time people ever saw the shirts. Really.
And wasn't it cool to look out and see, like, all these people wearing your shirts?
Yes, it was so wonderful.
Irena, you said a little while ago you had been diagnosed with something I'd never heard of. What were you diagnosed with?
Sarcoidosis.
And what is that?
It's an autoimmune disease, and it's a rare, more prevalent in African Americans. In fact, it's what Bernie Mac had.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think the long road was just 2 years of trying to be diagnosed, and I finally was. I went ahead. I retired after 20 years working with the city. Mm-hmm. So to take this on, I thought, geez, I'm just so tired and all. But it's, I feel renewed, and it has given me a different purpose as well.
Yeah,
I'm so happy and excited about the people and Chicagoans, but just not Chicagoans. But we must realize that Chicagoans are everywhere. People in Atlanta are buying the shirt, New York, Wyoming. And they're saying to us that we thank you for this. I'm from Chicago and I've relocated here, or either my family's from Chicago. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
It truly, truly is. The veterans have supported so much so that Raven created a shirt for them, the camouflage shirt.
Their own specialized version.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at you. I love the quote that's on the website, which, by the way, if you'd like to order, straightfromthego.com. This is a quote from Raven Smith. I created the phrase Straight From The Go to dispel the belief that Chicago is by nature violent, is by nature a violent city that has no interest in creating a safe community where citizens can live in peace and harmony. And I noticed that proceeds from these t-shirts, why don't you talk about that? Where do they go, of the proceeds?
They go to victims of gun violence. But we've recently also allocated some of the funds to first responders, families, which is the Hundreds Club, which is very, very, we think that that's very significant. We embrace the police because we love them for the job that they do.
It's a tough job, and especially now.
It's a very tough job, so we embrace them as well. So giving to the first responders, it helps, as well as giving to those that are harmed by gun violence. It's a win-win situation.
That makes the story even better. I was reluctant to ask where the proceeds are going because I thought you'd go, I'm keeping it. Are you crazy?
No,
but you're putting it to very, very good use. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Good.
We're hoping that Straight From The Go will have a day at Comiskey Park and that the proceeds will be given to things just like that. We're hoping that this is going to be huge. It is growing at such a fast rate. We're happy about that. I must say, too, oftentimes when negativity hit a city or so, you find people, Spike Lee and these people, and they latch on.
Yeah.
Chirac, Chicago, it's horrible. We want to see who's going to latch on to Straight From The Go. How about making Chicago positive the way that we know that it is?
Yeah. Oh, so perfect.
I love your message, and I love your style. It would be one thing, Raven, if it's like, okay, we have this great t-shirt, and it's for a good cause, but if it wasn't looking good, it is a sharp-looking t-shirt.
Thank you.
Do you think there will be a future, once this has subsided, is this the type of work you want to go into eventually, designing shirts and that sort of thing, designing clothes?
Well, I'm not going to school for designing clothes, but this is always going to be something that's close to me. I'm going to always want to continue this.
I bet. Good. I hope so.
And a new line of hats coming out soon?
A new line of hats. And every time they're up on the website, they're sold out. But we're getting ready to put some more inventory up. It is Straight From The Go. And they're just wonderful. You should check them out. They're in khaki. We're ordering some in black, white, and navy blue.
And you could do this in other cities. You could go to like Kokomo, Indiana and have straight from the Mo. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Think about that.
Well, you know, there was someone that contacted us and she said, why don't you trademark, you know, straight from and just go to every city? But you know what we thought? It wouldn't be straight from Chicago.
Yeah.
We love Chicago. Right. And so we want to make Chicago better. And so this is where our heart is.
I never enjoyed the Chi-Rack term, and I certainly hated Chi-Town. Whenever you hear about it, I think the New Year special that was going on, it was like Chi-Town Rising or something. No one from Chicago calls it Chi-Town, ever.
You know, I must say this. I met an actress yesterday, and in fact, she had auditioned for Chi-Rack, and she said that she had a part in the movie.
Yeah.
And she said that when she said it, they didn't like the way she said it. And they said to her, well, you know, say it with meaning because, you know, Chicago is genocide. And she said at that moment she knew she didn't want to be in the movie. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's
so
great.
It doesn't stand for genocide. Chicago is what we make it.
Yeah.
And I would tend to believe that there are more positive people than there are negative. Let's
Without
get Chicago
doubt.
Moving. Let's go straight from the goal, straight from the beginning, straight from the goal. All good things come from Chicago.
I am so inspired by you guys. Really, so nice to meet you. Is it Raina?
Raina.
Raina Smith?
Yes.
Okay, and Joshua?
Joshua, he's quiet spoken, but he's here.
But he's here, and he's supporting his lovely Raven Smith, senior at Morgan Park High School. You doing okay grade-wise? Everything good with that?
Yes, I'm a National Honor Society
Look at this.
Student.
She
you
is.
Can do better than that. Come on.
We want to say thanks to Morgan Park and Dr. Epps. I want to tell you guys that last week we were notified that the teachers were, in fact, implementing straight from the go into their curriculum for incoming freshmen.
Really?
Yes. Now
wow.
That's exciting.
That's fantastic. Good.
Yes. You should be very proud, Raven. Really, it's a huge thing. And like I said, very good looking shirt, straight from the go with the Chicago stars on it. Various colors. I just noticed the new tie-dyed. Is that a brand new one?
It is. Yes. And that tie-dyed, it's inclusive of all. And it's a top seller, actually. It sells out. It's a top seller. We're restocking the inventory there. You can order it online. But it's inclusive of all races, all gender, every single thing.
Beautiful.
Great job, you guys. Congratulations. Raven, we wanted to meet you and thank you. And Raina, you did a great job. Joshua, you too.
Thank you so much.
We would
much.
Like to say thank you to WGN. Thank you so very much for having Raven.
Absolutely. Sorry we waited so long.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. And again, the website is straightfromthego.com.
Yes.
Continued success.
Thank you.
A quick break and then more. You're coming your way next. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy Ennis, WGN.